Fearing that Senate Joint Resolution 8 would be harmful to Pocahontas County, Tom Lang, the county assessor, addressed the county commission at their June 6 meeting about the threat Resolution 8 would represent.
This resolution, well, it didn't pass the past time, but it's still out there and it could resurface again. It would basically disassemble our county government altogether if it was to pass. The county commission would lose $1,132,036. That's a 38.3% loss. And you can't afford that. You couldn't run the government. It would affect public safety. They wouldn't have enough to function. It would affect the assessor's office. It would affect all the offices.
Lang went on to point out that the resolution would change the way assessments are calculated, resulting in more than a third less tax revenue to the county government. Bob Martin said he double-checked Lang's figures and that Lang's numbers are dead-on correct. They said that Resolution 8 might at first glance look good to people because it would eliminate the personal property tax on vehicles, but would raise the average homeowner's property taxes while reducing the property taxes on owners of rental properties. Lang says that instead of assessing residential property at 60% of value, as it is now, the resolution would tax residential property at 100% of value. Thus, Lang pointed out that the owner of a home valued at $150,000 would find their taxes increased by $1,600 a year. This, Lang says, would be impossible for a lot of senior citizens living on fixed incomes. Lang asked the county commission to write letters to the governor, state senators, and delegates opposing this resolution. The commissioners unanimously voted to not only do that, but to ask all local elected officials, including the sheriff, the county clerk, the assessor, and all three municipal mayors, to also sign that letter showing unified opposition to Senate Joint Resolution 8. Also at that meeting, the commissioners heard from Beth Little representing the County Water Resources Task Force. Little said they had been unable to fill the vacant part-time Water Resources Task Force coordinator position because it is a part-time position and it requires that the applicant be a county resident. The commissioners responded that they do not have the money in the budget to make it a full-time position at this time and feel the job holder should live in Pocahontas County. The commissioners approved Sheriff Barlow's request to use money in his budget to hire Zach Chestnut and Adam Wright as law enforcement deputy sheriffs, with annual salaries starting at $27,500 with benefits and increasing to $30,000 after successfully completing the State Police Academy. They also approved Barlow's request to hire James Lester as a process server at a salary of $27,000 a year plus benefits. They voted to approve the change of location for Precinct 2 from its present location in Bartow to the Nazarene Church in Frank because of better facilities, including handicapped access. They conducted the final public hearing and the third reading of the proposed dog ordinance and passed it. The commissioners also approved 911 Director Mike O'Brien to make a final payment for the 911 radio equipment, which will save a lot of money in interest costs, and for O'Brien to change a part-time dispatcher position to a full-time position. The commissioners approved a lease agreement with the Greenbrier Valley Economic Development Corporation for storage space at the Edgerade Industrial Park and approved Dr. Jennifer Rose as the 911 medical director. They reappointed Cheryl Castle and Franklin Murphy to three-year terms on the Drama, Fairs, and Festivals Board. The commissioners changed their scheduled June 20th meeting to 5:30 p.m. on Wednesday, June 21st because of the West Virginia Day holiday, and changed their July 4th meeting to Wednesday, July 5th at 8:30 a.m. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.